Either stay up till 4 or wake up at 4. We're about balance. You're on the 4am Club with Leroy and Sam.
Join us two simpletons as we help each other through life and extend our reach to you so we can all learn from our experiences.
If you like the episode, share it with a friend and leave us a rating.
And follow us on Instagram at the 4am Club Podcast to keep in the loop. Welcome back, everyone, to the 4am Club with Sam and Leroy. So I had a bit more of a trivial question to ask you today, and we won't use it, but I'll explain why we won't use it. I was going to ask, what does your music taste say about you?
Okay.
And I just thought, I get the feeling we'd end up grilling like pop music for a good 15 minutes straight, and then no one would like us anymore after that. Which, you know, isn't a bad thing, but we can make the question a little bit more interesting.
All right.
Opposed from just us roasting people the whole time. So my question today for you is, what has shaped your taste in music?
What has shaped my taste in music? A lot of things. I think originally my background, so like in Zimbabwe, the sort of like music I listened to when I was a kid, like drums, fast, dancing, guitar. If anyone's heard African music, that sounds very unique and like... It just makes you want to move them hips to the side and the left and the right. So that shaped my original music. But then I remember when I came here, do you remember that show Rage?
Yeah. Rage. Like Saturday morning.
Yeah, Saturday morning.
That's it.
Like before a soccer game, I'd be up maybe watching Rage. I don't know why.
It was the weirdest hours of the morning. Yeah.
And there was a lot of like, I guess like old school hip-hop, R&B.
Yeah.
And my mom liked that, and my cousin Patricia really liked that. And so, like, I was listening to a lot of that sort of stuff. And I think, like, I was just watching, like, Akon and Usher and being like, yeah, the man. And then, like, Rihanna, I remember Umbrella, that song. Like, so I think that shaped my beginning form of music.
Yeah.
But and then, like, it dropped off. Maybe, like... From year two onwards, I just didn't really listen to music. I didn't get it. Like, I was like, oh, yeah, you know, music's music. But,
yeah. You
know, there were people who would be, like, just chilling on the bus with their iPhone, EPods. What was it back then? iPod, like the iPod Nano or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that little clip one too.
little shuffle thing.
Yeah. So people just always tuning into that. But I just never got into music. But and then, I guess, later in life, I really sort of... started finding different sort of genres of music, because I had those ones that I listened to, like the hip-hop R&B and like the sort of African Zimbabwean Shona music. But and then I started to I guess it probably happened too while partying. Like, you started to like hear some like snippets of little filthy tracks,
yeah,
but you weren't quite sure like how filthy it was, like DJ Trademark. You know, just remixes, yeah. Really. But It was starting to, the taste was starting to develop, you know, and I was associating these sort of filthy tracks with a good time.
Yeah. So, what do you think was the enabler from you to go from, you know, for back in the good old days, it was Rage. It was Saturday morning. You really had nothing else to do. It was just putting down that TV show at 5 o'clock in the morning, being like, yeah, this is sick. This is sort of cool music.
Yeah.
And then let's say, for example, now, you know, Spotify is the, just amazing. You know, you get access to everything at your fingertips. What, like, you know, because I had an iPod Nano, and that thing was amazing. Like, I could just download stuff off iTunes, and away I went. So, what do you think was the big enabler for you in that middle period?
Oh, you see, I don't know. I can't even, like, bring it back to anything. Maybe it was studying, but I don't think I was studying back then. No way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think maybe it was just a natural progression. Maybe because, like, I saw you guys all listen to music.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, hang on. I kind of want to, you know, I kind of want to listen to a bit more.
YouTube. Like, yeah. Driving away. Like Fergie.
I mean, actually, in year six, I loved Soulja Boy. I remember that.
That was the dance phase.
Yeah. And, like, we had those, like, original phones, like the slide phones, and you could Bluetooth, but... The memory was so shit, you could only hold, like, two songs.
Yeah.
I just remember, like, being on the bus, like, trying to stay close to someone, like, them Bluetoothing me a song. This is in year 6 and year 7. Like, I'm like, oh, like getting the bus from high school and I get off of the first stop and I'm getting a song from someone who's like, keep on going. And like, oh, come on, come on, come on. I remember that. But yeah, I can't pinpoint the point where like I started listening more, but I can pinpoint the point where I really started like really listening. Cause at that stage in year seven, I was just like, you know, building this fat playlist, like with all these type of songs. There was no like method to this playlist. So I could be listening to like some dirty rap and then all of a sudden be listening to like Celine Dion or something. Like there was no like vibe to it.
Yeah.
But like later on in life, I decided to like make my own, you know, vibe playlists.
For me, the big part was I've listened to some weird shit like the whole way through. And like, I know for me, there was a distinct phase where I think I tried to get my music to like reflect the personality that I wanted to have.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden it's just this like, pretty much like you were saying, or like all these kind of hard, like hip hop, like rap, had no idea what it was about.
Yeah.
Had no idea who the artists really were, what they stood for. But it was just like, yeah, I think this is cool music.
Like Eminem.
Yeah. Like, I can wear my hoodie, like on the bars, like, you know, I had the roughest upbringing. At the time, though, like that was what I wanted my music to be. It was like a reflection of who I thought I was at the time. And it was just the most, you know, unmistakably wrong depiction of what my life was really like at the time.
That's always the case, hey? But yeah, I remember like a few of my good friends were really into music. And this was sort of when I was listening to music, but not really. Like, you know, I could listen to a song when I was going into school or something, but I wouldn't just be chilling at home, listen to music. I would never do that. But like my friends would, I was like, and like, yeah, as you said, the music was their personality. And I was so like engrossed by like having that sort of form of identity. I guess it comes at the time in puberty and shit.
Yeah.
When you're just trying to learn who you are, what you are. But yeah, so I remember just seeing my mates and I think I had different spurts like to try to find music, like to try and find my music, but I just never, it just wasn't my time. So I just, it just never caught on. But I remember like, cause I never had an iPod or anything like that, but I had like this thing called LimeWire where you can download music and you can probably download music and a ton of like Russian viruses to your computer. I remember that and like YouTube to MP3. I remember that. But like even still then, like the music wasn't the same way I listen to it now. Like now it's almost like therapeutic. Like I need music.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't know, this life is pretty bland.
It's not trying to help you fit into what you're trying to be.
Yeah.
I know for me there was a stage I was listening to music that I thought was just good music, like just cool music. I didn't even really like it that much, but you thought that you loved it at the time. I was like, yeah, this is the best thing ever. You kind of, yeah, I'm this baller. I'm this hard guy at the gym. Like, you know, I'm this guy who's crawled through the mud and now having this amazing life. When realistically I was like, yeah, I was okay, but I don't think I ever really liked it.
Yeah.
It made you feel good though. Like it's like being in the gym with those headphones in. Oh, you are unstoppable as like you know, year 9, year 10. Like I remember you had like Mercy by Kanye West, like thumbing through my ears. It was like one of my most played songs.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
Actually, I do remember you loved that. Yeah, actually that brings a really good point. The gym is probably when I sort of started listening to music more by myself because, you were by yourself and, like, just having these filthy tracks to just make you feel like you're the king even though you're just pumping these little 5 kg dumbbell bicep curls.
Yeah.
But you know what? It made you feel like the king, so it was good.
It did.
Yeah.
I guess from after the gym phase, I guess, it brings us into the introduction to parties.
Yeah.
Like, parties is probably the big part when all of a sudden it's this new era of music you've never really heard before.
Yeah.
And you don't really hear them in any other environment other than being, you know, for us, it was, you know, being drunk at a party and, you know, being in the zone. But outside of that, you never really had much taste to it before. Like remixes of songs and just like EDM, like hard and fast and just like pumping out a fat beat. And like for me, the big part was those really simple songs where like you knew all the words because there was just a few lines repeated like every so often, like Avicii, Silhouettes. Like any Avicii song, he knew how to hit the nail on the head with catchy dance music that you remembered.
Yeah.
I think that was the big part, was there wasn't anything fancy to it. It was just this simplistic style of, you could just be like, you know, hands up in the air, like looking up at the sky, being like, yes, I know all the words of this song. I'm going to sing every single damn one. Mm. And like, that was almost like a segue into, I guess, more of what our music style has become now.
Yeah. No, that was definitely a segue. That Avicii, DJ Trademark. I think it was, as you said, it hit the nail on the head there with the simple songs that you could just, you know, pump out drunk as anything. Just like, But I also like DJ Trademark because he remixed songs you'd heard.
Yeah.
And like mashed two songs together.
Yeah.
And it was pretty clean. I thought it was pretty clean. Like, I don't know, like.
Man, there were some of them where it was like the summer mix of, you know, 2017.
Yeah.
Let's say it was some random year. And it was just all like the top like 10 songs of the time. Songs that you kind of liked, but you didn't want to admit to liking them because they were too mainstream.
Yeah.
And then he just spun this electronic version, put them together, and all of a sudden you had these songs you knew all the words to, but you didn't want to admit. But they also had this kind of fat, danceable vibe back in them. And you were like, yeah, let's go. This is the best thing ever.
So good. But, I think that parting phase was a real introduction to, like, good music and the summer holidays. I can always remember, like, the holidays and how I felt by the music.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, like, Flume, a few of his songs that... Oh, what was the song? I'm not going to do it now.
Man, there's...
Never Be Like You.
Yeah, there was a Triple J Top 100 counter. I remember that so vividly.
Yeah.
And for me, another big one was... Who was it? No, I can't remember now. If it comes back to me, I'll think of it.
Yeah. But, yeah, I just remember, like... The songs like started like having a lot of meaning to me back then. And I was connecting all these good, fun times with these music. And that's just how I kind of remember it. And then, and then pretty much high school finished. And now you're out in the world meeting sort of new people, new sort of songs, like new sort of grunge coming out of the woodworks.
And festivals and festivals. Like little concerts all of a sudden start becoming a thing.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you know, this person's gone, this person, oh, I don't know them. I don't know what the music is like. Yeah, man. Yeah. Get there, it's just this weird, random, like, little dandy. You're like, oh, hang on, this isn't a concert. This is just a room with no lights and something that flashes me into a near blindness. I can't hear when I leave, but I loved it.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think that had a lot of a big influence. But probably one of the biggest influences was my time in Amsterdam, because I just met... Because techno isn't getting bigger in Australia, but back then, like, I'd never really heard of techno. And to be fair, like, even when I was in Amsterdam, the first month or two going out to these sort of techno clubs, everything was techno. It was just like, oh, I just want to hear some words. I just want to hear something. Like, I was just, you know, so used to like a big drop, EDM, hearing words. And it was hard to like switch over. But, and then I had like my housemate Michelle, and he was this like Brazilian guy, and he just like, he was like bathed in techno. If a man could have been bathed and born in techno, that was him. That was a living embodiment of techno. And like, he just started like showing me, introducing me to all these different little techno songs, like What's a Girl to Do and stuff like that. And I was like, hang on, like, there's something here.
There's something to this.
There's something here. And like, you know, partying in Amsterdam as you do, like, you were just always immersed in this music, and probably times when you weren't as sober as you normally are, and you just sort of
wiggling around.
Yeah, it all just sort of smashed together, and this love for different type of music like started forming, and like, that was when I was like, oh, hang on, I've got to start making a playlist here, because I still had that one playlist which was just all these songs, and it would just kill the vibe, like, when I'm trying to think or focus one way and then this random-ass song comes on. So, like, yeah, I curated, like, all my Spotify playlists for different sort of moods that I know I have, all with intention of, like, if this song came on, I don't want to touch my phone, to click next.
Yeah.
Like, I want to have, like, a seamless experience where I can just plug these earphones in and go about my day doing whatever. And, like, yeah, I think that was a real big change of, like, my appreciation for music.
Mm. For me, because I think I started to adopt a lot of the music styles that you brought back with you
once
you came back from being overseas.
I remember, like, I think I came back and it was you, me, and Ryan. And I was like, boys, check out some of these songs. And, like, I was just like, oh, yeah. And you were kind of like, oh, I can see Ryan just not having it.
Yeah, I was not having a good time. He is your classic. Give me some Eminem, give me some Hilltop Hoods.
Yeah.
Like, maximum lyrics, maximum meaning to what they're saying. And all of a sudden, we've got this new thing coming back. Like, I haven't seen you for, like, you know, a good 6 months, and you bring back this stuff where it hasn't said a word for 7 minutes. And I'm like, I'm bobbing my head. I'm kind of waiting for something that never came. And then as we kind of kept sticking with it, like, for me, the big part was a good example. Like, this is the song I was thinking about before.
Mm.
Like, Calvin Harris, he had a good little run there where it was like a song called, like, Summer and, like, Feel So Close to You.
Mm.
And I'm Not Alone.
Oh, I Feel So Close to You.
Yeah. And, like, they're all, you know, big songs, but they were all the weird mix of, like, kind of techno.
Yeah.
Kind of EDM, but mainly pop. So they were really popular. So you heard them all the time.
Yeah.
So you knew exactly what the words were. You knew what the beats were too. And then for me, it was like all of a sudden an introduction to that techno world, took away all the parts that were like a bit more catchy that you liked, but, you know, they weren't like the main part of the song. Main part of the song was like always like the sounds and the weird rhythm. Yeah. But then it was only once I started hearing like more techno songs with no words, I was like, oh yeah, this is the bit I like the most.
Yeah.
And this is the part that kind of makes you like appreciate the music.
Mm.
And so like, it was as I started to transition more into that, and then I moved more away from the, like, all of a sudden, like, the lyric count started really dropping. And then it got to a point where, like, you know, the way I split up my playlist is a playlist for, you know, every day of the week, just because it easily splits them up.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's Mellow Monday, Techno Tuesday, Workout Wednesday, Techno Thursday, Fun Friday, Scent Saturday, and Soft Sunday. And then, like, all of a sudden, I had two different, like, main parts of techno. And then, like, Techno Tuesday is just the grungy, like, you know, you're just kind of, yeah, this is just doofing. This is just, I don't have to think about it, a damn thing.
Yeah.
And then, like, Thursday is, like, that little mix where it's a bit more introductory and it's a bit lighter and it's a bit more, like, party-ish. And, like, it is eventually kind of, like, digress from there into, like, this split of just weird bits of shit. Some of it, I'm like, I don't like that on sometimes. I just don't listen to that at all.
Yeah.
Put me in like a Saturday night, 3 o'clock in the morning, like finding myself in someone's shed. That is like kind of just shuffle playing straight
that
away.
That is what you need.
Yeah. I guess that kind of sums up our progression of music taste.
Yeah.
From, you know, innocent, you know, little boys listening to music, you know, on the bus on like MP3 files we illegally download on the internet on our phone. To, you know, just, you know, sitting on the couch, like just, you know, wiggling a bit like a tree in the wind, some ungodly hour of the morning, to things we don't really understand, but we love them.
Mm.
Yeah. So, yeah, good job.
Yeah.
You nailed it.
There's a lot of music out there. I'm starting to listen to some drum and bass too now. And it's interesting.
It is. And the interesting thing is going to be figuring out where's it going to be in, you know, 10 years' time. Music's just going to get weirder. I don't think I don't think it's going to get better. It's just going to get stranger.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we haven't even covered, like, all, you know, the classic bands that we still listen to equally as much today. Yeah.
Oh, you got to love the Triple J bands.
No, you do. And, like, just the classics. But I think they're their own category that's going to be timeless forever.
Yeah.
It's some of the other these phases that we're going through that are going to be a bit more interesting. But yeah, it'll like the next phase might be like RT dude, like C3PO. Who knows? I don't really want to know, to be fair.
We'll get there eventually.
Well, thanks for tuning in, everyone, and we'll catch everyone next time.
Thanks for tuning in. If you liked our episode today, be sure to follow us on Instagram at the 4am Club Podcast and subscribe to our YouTube channel. The link can be found in the description.
Don't forget to follow us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts fixed. Be the change you want to see in the world and do something nice for someone, because the future is built by people working together.